Welcome to Next Steps, a podcast from Black Hawk Church. We believe that following Jesus is a lifelong journey. So no matter where you're at, there's always a next step to take. Each week on this podcast, we'll create space for real conversations about the questions we wrestle with, the challenges we face, and the hope we find in Jesus. Our goal isn't to have it all perfectly figured out, but to walk faithfully towards Jesus together. We're so glad you're joining us. Let's dive in. Well, hey guys, and welcome to the Next Steps podcast. My name's Christian, and I'm very excited to be kicking off a new series on the podcast today all about Advent. I'm joined today by a voice you'll know well if you're a regular listener, probably even if you're not. I'm with Pastor of Spiritual Formation and Ministry Strategy, Tiffany Malloy. Tiffany, really good to be with you today, friend. So normally you're sitting in this seat and you're the one asking people questions. How does it feel to be on the other side of the mic?
Well, I think I do prefer to ask the questions, but I'm very excited to be having this conversation with you because it's about a topic that I really love. So,
yeah, I feel like this is a fun topic that goes maybe a little bit outside. Even if you've grown up kind of in the church, you probably have some familiarity with Advent, but based on what church you've been at, your family traditions, we all have like wildly different experiences of this. Right. So I'm really excited to talk about it. Awesome. So we are opening a new series, and we figured we better start with what's probably the first question on a lot of our minds, which is, what is Advent? Like I said, maybe you grew up in a church that's very liturgical or traditional, and Advent might be really familiar or a really big deal in your house. But others may have grown up with little or no exposure to the season of Advent and what that means. And so let's start at the beginning.
Yes.
What is Advent? Yes. Can you give us like a basic idea of what it is, maybe some of the history of Advent?
Sure. Yes. Well, growing up in my house, I only knew Advent as Advent calendars that have like little chocolate in them as a countdown to Christmas. Did you ever have this growing up?
Yeah, and now they have crazy ones with like, oh, Legos set or different like fun things.
Like skincare.
Oh, for
the girls anyway. Yeah, so that's what I thought Advent was growing up. I just thought it's just the countdown to Christmas where you get little gifts along the way.
Yeah.
But actually, Advent is actually something that's been around forever. It's been for centuries, the Christian church really has observed, big picture, something we call the liturgical year. And so, right, when we think of a year, we often think of the calendar year, January through December. Or maybe in your workplace, you hear the fiscal year, which can start in June and go through July of the next year. And so in the Christian church has a year that we call the liturgical year, and it's meant really to tell the story of Jesus and what it looks like to walk with him over a lifetime. And so all around the globe, people have been celebrating this liturgical year for centuries. And so Advent is actually the first season of the liturgical year. It's kind of like our January, if you will. And so it's a season of time, 4 weeks leading up to Christmas. And it's all about anticipation. And really, we're anticipating two things, actually. One, the coming of Jesus, with Jesus's birth, kind of looking forward to his birth, but also the future coming of Jesus, when he one day will come again, making all things right. So those are kind of the two things that we're anticipating, the arrival of Jesus. And so Advent begins the fourth Sunday before Christmas every year, and then it ends with Jesus' birth at Christmas. And then after that, we move on to a different season of the liturgical year, Christmas, Epiphany, Lent, Easter. It keeps on going. And so until you get back around again to Advent again the next year. So, so during Advent, we observe, so basically this looking forward to Jesus' birth and the hope that we have in that, and that one day he'll come again and making all things right.
Yeah, that's so beautiful. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I know that when we celebrate Advent here at Black Hawk, one of the things that comes out is the Advent wreath. So there's like a wreath with four candles and one in the middle, and there's like different themes that go with it. So yeah. Can you talk a little bit about that? What are the themes and the candle, and what does all that have to do with this?
Yeah, yeah. You know, how people practice this really can be a little different depending on where you live in the world and what denomination you're a part of. But yes, general practices include this wreath. Each of the candles has a theme. So one stands for hope, one stands for peace, one stands for joy, and one stands for love.
And weirdly, this trips me up every year. Yes. The love candle is not the pink candle.
I don't know why.
I think it's the joy candle.
I don't know why.
It's so confusing. It messes me up every time.
Totally. I don't know the history of the colors, so I probably, I don't know if, do you?
Probably something in medieval times where pink wasn't associated with love. I don't know. I'm making this up. I have no idea.
Yeah, that's right. And then
we should just all decide to switch it together. We should just all agree. Exactly. It makes more sense for the pink to be love.
totally. And so all those sit in this Advent wreath. And then alongside, every time you light the candle, then you read a passage of scripture that goes along with that theme. And so that's what we do together as a community here at Blackhawk.
All of our sites and all of our venues have some way to kind of mark that.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, I love that Advent is this season of just like living in the already but not yet, you know, like Jesus has come, but he is yet, you know, to come to make all things right. And so it's just this in-between stage that we're just this building of anticipation and hope. I think it's just so powerful. I think one of my favorite Advent seasons that I've experienced, sorry, I don't mean to alienate the male listeners, but 1 year I was pregnant during Advent, and I just remember it being such a powerful time thinking about Mary and her experience of waiting, anticipating this birth of the Messiah. And it was such a great connection that I feel like that's something I'll always remember during the season.
Yeah, I feel like I've heard that from other moms as well, that there's something really special about that. Mm-hmm. But I think even if you're not in that season, we all in different ways are anticipating something.
Yeah.
Even I think about little kids, and you're anticipating Christmas morning and presents or maybe a trip to grandma and grandpa's house or whatever the case may be. Yeah. But like we all are living with some sense of longing and hope. Mm-hmm. So it totally can resonate.
Mm-hmm.
So in that vein, why do you think it matters that we kind of mark the Advent season and celebrate it? Here at Blackhawk, we don't spend a lot of time on other parts of the liturgical calendar.
That's right.
But we mark Advent.
We do.
So why do you think it like matters?
Yeah, you know, I think there's a few reasons. One, I think it's important for us to slow down as a community and really be intentional in this season. In particular, because I think that there's a lot of things culturally that pulls us away from Jesus, that points us away from this anticipation and this hopefulness. And so I think this season of Advent can be kind of a counter practice, just a lot of the consumerism and rush of the holidays, where we're able just to really focus on our attention on Jesus and this spiritual practice of waiting and anticipating. I think we all go through seasons where of life, like you were saying, where we're waiting for something, or we're longing for something. We long for God to do something in us or through us. We long for the days when we don't have to live in a world of brokenness and pain. And so this season, every single year, I think teaches us, teaches our hearts, teaches our minds, teaches our bodies how to wait faithfully on God and for the hope that he promises us. And so I do think it's quite the lab for this waiting, right?
Yeah.
It's a hands-on experience, if you will.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I always think about every year, I mean, all my life, I've only lived in the Northern Hemisphere.
Yeah.
But this is like the time of year for us in the Northern Hemisphere that it's like it's dark.
It's dark.
And you're like waiting, longing for the light to come.
Yes,
it's and
beautiful
I feel like it's so
image.
Wild the way that it just it lines up that way.
Yeah. It's a really fun. And I think the cool thing is also a good reminder that like we are a part of something much bigger than us. I love that. Churches around the world, Christians around the world are celebrating the season, that they're doing some of the same readings that we are. And I think it's good for us to remember that we are just a tiny little dot in God's story, presently and also over time. And so for me, this season makes me feel really small in a good way, makes our church feel really small in a great way, that that we're just a little speck in God's story, and he invites us in, and but he is doing something so much bigger that just lasts, that just spreads, you know, across boundaries, across cultures, that all of us are doing it together. So I love thinking about that.
Yeah, it's so beautiful. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I know maybe some of us are like, okay, yeah, we think about Advent. We think about at least the God piece of Advent on mm-hmm. Sundays. Maybe it does or doesn't have any impact on the rest of our week. But Advent isn't just about the Sundays. It's the whole season. Yes. So what are some ways, whether on Sunday or throughout the week, that we can kind of celebrate this season and kind of be intentional about the way that we're living into it?
Good. Yeah, there's so many fun ways that we get to do this. You know, I think one of the things that I do, I mean, I'm sure I'd be so curious if we could all of us who are listening, who could share what we do. But I tend to try to get a great devotional for this season because I want to spend time every day around some of these themes. So that's something that you can do. We'll do candles here at church, but you also can do that in your homes as in roommates or as a family. Some families, anybody can do an Advent calendar. So I joked about how like the chocolate Advent calendar is, you know, my memory of it growing up. But there's actually some really meaningful Advent calendars that you can do as a family. I know this year, actually, Be Kids, if you have a kiddo or a niece or a nephew or a friend down there, we're offering our countdown to Christmas packet that actually includes an Advent reading plan as well as an Advent ornament activity. And so you get to make ornaments along the way with the kiddos in your life. And so our Be Kids, they're going to be doing a series called Waiting for Jesus. And so actually the video host this year is going to be lighting an Advent wreath each week with the kids, which I think is a candle, which is so cool. So then you'll be able to talk with your nieces or nephews or kids or whoever of, you know, having this comic experience with kids and with the adults in the room, which I think is pretty cool.
And nobody understands waiting at Christmas time better than a kid.
That's right. That is so true. So they have something to teach us.
Yeah, totally.
Sure. And like you said, we light the candles as a community here on Sundays. But we also do something called Advent Conspiracy. So Advent Conspiracy is like this movement that invites us really to pause and to remember God's generosity in the form of Jesus, and then allows us to respond by being generous in a variety of ways through an Advent Conspiracy offering. And so we partner with different organizations, we come alongside them with different projects, and so we do this offering that goes out locally, nationally, globally, as our way of really trying to be generous in this season with different things that God's doing around the world. And so if you're here on a Sunday, we'll be talking more about how to give to that as well.
Yeah, I feel like it's so cool because it takes a pause. It takes a moment to pause and say, what would Jesus do, you know, with my money, with my resources, whatever, and then to be about that work.
That's right.
Together as a church. And I think I love seeing through Advent Conspiracy just the ripple effects of when we all are pulling together really hard in the same direction. Because there are a lot of different, you know, organizations and lots of great places that where you can spend your money in this season. Mm-hmm. And they're all good. I'm not saying anything that way. But, like, to see the way that our church can pull together and make a real impact in the lives of our community, both locally and globally, is just incredible.
And thinking about the message that sends to these organizations that we're partnering with, that, you know, because I could give a donation to any of these organizations individually, but there is something I think powerful when we're pooling our resources together to say, hey, there's a body, a church body, who wants to come alongside the work that you're doing because we think it's so on mission, and together we're going to fund this thing. And I think that it says something about the love of Jesus, maybe in a unique way. And so that's why I love giving through the Advent Conspiracy fund versus just on my own.
Yeah. And some of these organizations are not faith-based. And so it's also just a fun way to witness our faith. And, you know, we talk about good good works builds goodwill and mm-hmm. gives us the opportunity to share the good news. And yeah. I think this is one of the opportunities we it's have to do that.
Way. Yeah, I so. Love that.
Okay. Well, Tiffany, you are, I always think about you as like the tools and resources guru around here. Whenever I'm like, is there a book on that? I always talk to Tiffany. I'm like, if there's a book on it, Tiffany will know. Mm. So do you have any recommended tools or resources to kind of help us understand and make the most of Advent in this season?
I do. There's a new book that I'm going to be using this year. So I can only kind of recommend it because I haven't actually used it fully this year, but it's by one of my favorite pastors and authors, Rich Velotis. He's a pastor in New York City, and so he wrote a new devotional called Waiting for Jesus around some of the themes of Advent that we'll actually be kind of using a little bit on this podcast.
Yes, actually,
well.
Yeah. So I was inspired. This is exactly what happened. Tiffany was like, hey, let's do an Advent podcast. I said, that's a great idea. She's like, I have a resource for you. And I was like, this is beautiful and fresh. I feel like if you've been following Jesus for a long time or marking Advent really regularly, it can start to feel a little bit just stale. Yeah. Like, oh, I've heard all these things before.
I've read all these before.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it just really is a fresh look and very, like, it's got some beautiful reflections and things to contemplate on. And, yeah, so actually if you choose to go along with that one, it'll go perfectly well with our Advent series on the podcast.
It's good. Another one that I've used almost every year. I do like it. I keep on going back to it. It's called Watch for the Light. And so it's a devotional that includes readings from a variety of authors and theologians across history, across cultures and denominations. I love that it's wide, and it's just always, every entry is so good. It's different. And so that is often what I use to go through this season. But also, if you want something that's a little more like super scripture based, He Reads Truth, She Reads Truth always puts out like an Advent study. You can do free online. You can listen to it or you can purchase it off their website. And so that's always a really good one too. Actually, in the show notes, we have an Advent reading plan that we created here at Black Hawk a few years ago that goes around some of the traditional themes of hope, peace, joy, and love. And so maybe I can put that in the show notes just as a, like, if that's, you know, something that you would like to dive into. One thing that somebody shared with me a while ago, if you're more of an artsy type, I'm not. And so this doesn't as connect as well with me, but Biola University, I don't know if you've heard about this, Christian, does a really cool free online devotional called The Advent Project. So basically every day on their website, daily, they like open up a new day and it includes like a piece of art or music or poetry or a special prayer. It's like gorgeous. The artists in my life really love it. It's like so grounding for them. Art often gets lost on me, and so it's not exactly my cup of tea exactly, but that could be a different kind of, if you're wired that way, that could be a cool way of observing this season.
Yeah, I would say I'm not someone who is typically bent towards that. However, one of my seminary professors last year introduced us to just that and actually purchased all of us students a little, like a small piece of art from the series. And it was so beautiful.
That's so cool.
It hangs above my desk. It's just this beautiful painting of Mary, Joseph, and the baby Jesus. Mm. And it's like a scene that we don't always think about, which is something cool that I think art can communicate, you know, sometimes in ways that we can't, or give us different vision. And it was them actually on the flight to Egypt and like thinking about what it would be like to be fleeing with a little baby. And anyway, so sometimes art can communicate. Yeah. So I would say, even if that's
maybe I should do that again this year to stretch me. Yeah.
Something else that I've tried and loved actually is when I feel like Advent's getting too stale, I'm just like, oh man, I don't want to do another one. Mm-hmm. Reading a kid's Advent
devotion.
So I would say, like, even if you don't have a kid, like, it's worth it because there's something about the beauty and the simplicity of it. There's so, like, you know, sometimes you look at an Advent reading plan. I've done some that are really scripture heavy and it's like, oh my gosh, I got to do my 30-minute whatever Advent reading, all these things. And that can feel like a lot. But sometimes there's something really sweet about going to the, like, the simplicity. And there's beauty in the simplicity,
I love
too.
That. And there's some great new Advent books out for kids. So maybe even you can take a look.
There's so many. So we'll link a few things in the show notes. But honestly, doing any kind of mm-hmm. Google search, you're going to find so many resources.
Yeah, so. That's great. And maybe one more resource I would point to that maybe just the liturgical year in general. So InterVarsity Press, which is probably one of my favorite publishers, they more recently put out a little great little series about the church calendar called Fullness of Time. Esau McCauley, he is the editor of that series, which is awesome. He had different people write different books, like these little books about the different seasons. So Advent, they've one on Advent about the history of it, what it all means, goes into great detail. Tish Harrison Warren writes that one, which she's just an Anglican priest. She's just excellent. So she shares about the history of all that. So if that's something that you like, this episode is you don't know much about the church calendar and maybe you want to explore that, that would be a great series to check out, or just that Advent book in particular if you want to know a little bit more about why and how that's looked over the centuries. So
that's incredible. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I feel like the message I'm walking away here with is like there's a lot of different ways to celebrate Advent, but like celebrate it.
Yeah.
Give it a try. Try mm-hmm. to mark it somehow. Mm-hmm. Because this is it, there's something that we can learn
mm-hmm.
Individually and as a community.
That's right.
Through the celebration of Advent.
Mm-hmm.
Well, any other thoughts, Tiff, on this season or encouragements to our people?
Y'all, I know. It just it can feel like sometimes, if you're wired like me, you know, you want to do it the right way. You want to celebrate it the right way. But I love your encouragement. Just try something. And even if you miss a day or two, that's okay. Just keep on moving
Nobody knows. No,
yeah, I think the point is maybe just have a holy curiosity as you're going into this season and maybe offer, okay, Lord, I'm gonna do this for the first time or the first time again. And would you teach me about who you are? Would you teach me about what it means to really hope and to anticipate and to long for him and his coming kingdom. And I think God do the work, you know, of teaching you in that. And I think that I think God has something for us in this season. So just encouragement to try it out. Do it with a friend.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Mm-hmm. That's great. Okay, well, as we kind of wrap up this intro into the series, I think this launches the week of Thanksgiving, so happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Advent starts the Sunday after Thanksgiving this year. So it is about to start. And I'm really excited to be jumping into this series. But as a heads up, we kind of alluded to the fact that we are, we're kind of inspired by this Advent series by Rich Velotis. And so we won't be perfectly following actually the message series that's going to be in the Black Hawk Sunday sermons for the Advent season. Those will be focusing on the hymns, which I'm really excited about.
It'll be a fun series,
But we're going to take time to really lean into the themes of Advent themselves. But I was inspired by our series on the hymns, and so I've actually asked our worship arts team to join me to talk about the themes of Advent with this kind of fresh new spin. And
I
so,
love that.
Yeah, I think it's going to be fun. You won't want to miss it. First one launches next week, so we'll see you then.
Oh, so fun. I can't wait. Christian, thanks for putting this together.
Thanks for joining us for this episode of Next Steps. Don't forget to check out the show notes for a list of resources if you'd like to keep the conversation going. If you want to learn more about how to get connected at Black Hawk or simply find tools to help you grow, check out blackhawk.church/hub. If you enjoyed this episode, share it with a friend and subscribe so you won't miss future episodes. Until next time, let's keep following Jesus together.